It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Help meteorologists issue storm warnings by attending a Skywarn Storm Spotter training class. Governor Tony Evers says more security may be needed for Wisconsin's top elections official, and there's changes to walleye fishing regulations. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. As we head into severe storm season, the National Weather Service and the Barron County Sheriff's Department are teaming up to provide volunteer Skywarn storm spotter training. The class is open and free for residents and emergency responders. Skywarn is a National Weather Service program that helps get critical on-the-ground information to meteorologists as storms develop and impact communities. These reports, along with weather radar and satellite imagery, help meteorologists issue accurate and relevant storm warnings and advisories, aiming to save lives and protect property. Two training classes are offered on Tuesday, April 30th, from 2 until 4 p.m., and again from 6 until 8 p.m. Visit the Barron County Sheriff's Department page on Facebook and click on the Storm Spotter link to register for the free class. Governor Tony Evers isn't ruling out stepped-up security for Wisconsin's election administrator. Bob Haig tells us more.
At an Earth Day event near Madison, Evers was asked about that as Donald Trump has spread falsehoods about Megan Wolf.
You know, if it gets bad enough, certainly we must. I mean, you think about, first of all, he's making accusations that are nothing but a freaking lie.
Evers had already added security for Wolf before Trump recently accused her of trying to steal the upcoming election.
How would anybody that's watching today feel about Donald Trump doing something like that to them? It's just irrational.
Evers doesn't rule out the Wisconsin Department of Justice providing more security for Wolf. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Natural Resources is rolling out new regulations on walleye fishing ahead of next weekend's fishing opener. Raymond Newbert has one on the line.
State Fisheries Director Justine Haas says they're expanding the three-bag limit across most of Wisconsin.
It does mean you can only keep three fish on the water you're fishing on if the bag limit is three, but you still can keep five in total for the day.
There's also a limit on sizes that may differ from lake to lake. Make sure you check the rules at the boat launch and find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sturgeon fishing can continue as normal in Wisconsin. Ted Ahlen dives in.
That's after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service declared that the lake sturgeon population in the state is thriving and needs no protection. The action from the federal agency came after an environmentalist group from Arizona filed a petition asking for the prehistoric fish to be listed as endangered or threatened. State and federal lawmakers disputed the claims, arguing that management of the population by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources adequately maintains the species in the state. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.